It is the trend, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams, to work through Liverpool versus Bournemouth in a couple of different ways. The first obvious way is to do as we often do, Josh, which is sort of look at the game in the round, and the race chart helps do that. Two things really happen in the first half. One is that Liverpool, in terms of creation of chances, pull clear of Bournemouth where the race chart's concerned, but arguably much more importantly, they pull clear on where the scoreboard's concerned as well. You know, they go from one to two so quickly. The next time they have a shot, they make it three. In the meantime, I think they've unsettled Bournemouth. They've made Bournemouth know that they can get in. And then everyone just cruises a little bit to half-time. And then the game sort of resets after that point. But that is, I think, the defining factor of what you get to see in the numbers. Liverpool, they're approaching 1.5 XG by the point at which they go 3-0 up, and then they're quite happy just to sort of try and manage the game throughout the rest of it.
Yeah, it was a really competitive game, I felt. It went roughly as I expected in terms of, I thought it would be a bit lively. I thought both teams would have a go and things like that, and it played out like that. Both teams playing quite aggressive with, like, relatively high lines and all that sort of stuff. But I must say, I was impressed with Bournemouth. I don't think it was a 3-0 personally. I mean, the XG suggests that anyway, but I think it was a much tighter game than and even Slot after the game said, like, he basically said we should have conceded in this game and not conceded last week against Forest, because these created far more than Forest did. So yeah, weird game to analyse, really.
But I think it's a lot of that weirdness, I think it's to Bournemouth's credit. They've got the knowledge 2 seasons ago they came to Liverpool and they got beat 9-0, and a few of those players will still be around. I think the way we've got some data on it, but the way he set them up second half, I think, and the way they come out, I think they really imposed themselves in a way that I was genuinely impressed with. We can see on the trend line, they don't actually create that many opportunities from 45 through to 70, but I thought Liverpool were really struggling to get out and to control the game in a certain way. But I think that is massively about the fact that Bournemouth pressed so aggressively and so high for that duration. I thought it was quite something.
Yeah, I mean, I think Liverpool's ability to control the game did seem to deteriorate a little bit, but as you say, you've got to put a lot of that on the fact that Bournemouth basically had a go, and a lot of teams at Anfield, 3-0 down, especially at half-time, wouldn't. You know, they would kind of shut up shop and put a ceiling on what their scoreline can get to and things like that, but Bournemouth kept trying, to their credit, and they had that kind of team that, no matter what the scoreline is, they will keep playing the same kind of way. They've got a bit of a philosophical approach to things with Areola in charge. So, yeah, really impressed with what I saw, to be honest.